Speaking today with Lisa Musset, Women's Veterans Coordinator. Now, Lisa, I heard you talk about your program, and I just kind of wanted to know, what are a few benefits that go towards the women veterans?
So as a veteran, we have access to our federal VA system. We have access to health care, to service-connected compensation and pension. So we can actually, depending upon your services, someone like myself and my agency can assist a woman in obtaining, whether it's education benefits, the compensation coming into their home, service-connected disability ratings, but also resources. That's one of the biggest things that I guess you could say that my passion lies in is to connecting those resources. I've been introduced to so many things within the agricultural world, and my concept is always, okay, what's available if you're a veteran? Is there something else available if you're a veteran? And I found the answer is yes, there are different programs and access points for us. So I just want to make sure that everyone can reach to know that those opportunities and resources are within their grasp.
Amazing. And could you tell us a little bit of information on the Women's Historical Project that you mentioned that you're working on?
Oh my gosh, yes. That is such a heart project for me and my agency. We call it the Oklahoma Her Story Project. And I travel with a photographer, and she will take, we will typically, if it's in Oklahoma City, we take your photo, we place you in front of the state capitol. So you have the capitol image in the background, and with you interfaced in front of it, and she takes this beautiful photo, and it's an event. Let me tell you, when we're doing the pictures, it's an event. We have 10, 15 women veterans, and we are talking, and we're laughing, and we're hugging, and we're encouraging each other. We're talking about our services, and we're learning about other generations and other women's services. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just chilled. I get chills, and I'm the one that's leading this. I love it. We take the photos. There's no charge for the woman at all. She just shows up on the day that I've set aside. The photographer's there. We take the photo. I will then email that digital image to the woman, and that is theirs to use. They can use it as their Facebook profile. They can put it on a billboard if they wanted to. It's a high-resolution photo. Put it on a resume. It doesn't matter. It's theirs. We give them the copyright from our professional photographer for her to use. And then with their permission, we link it to something in the state of Oklahoma has a state veteran registry. Okay, it's not only a historical perspective, but it's a validation of their service. For example, in the state of Oklahoma, you can go to DPS and have a flag placed on your driver's license, okay? Well, in years past, you would have to actually carry your military paperwork to prove that status, okay? We are, with Governor Stitt, we are moving into a more digital transformation with our agencies. So thus, this registry was being created, and it's already, it's validated on the backside. So if you walk into DPS, you don't have to bring anything with you. All they do is that person's got to click a few buttons on their screen, and you are validated as a veteran already, okay? Because women are less likely to identify, as well as our peacetime veterans and our non-combat experience veterans, okay? It's not just women alone, but I'm speaking on those today because that's my project. But women are historically less likely to identify as a veteran. We don't necessarily wear the caps. I tell everyone to ask a kid what a veteran looks like, okay? Ask your kids, ask your grandkids, what does a veteran look like? Help them to know that a woman that looks like me, okay, or my buddies, my Navy buddies, my Marine buddies, any of those, that we, my Coast Guard, I got a Coast Guard buddy that retired from the Coast Guard. I mean, we're veterans as well. And so using this historical project tied to the State Veteran Registry, I say, check yes, I served. Okay, to encourage our women to check yes, I served, and let's get you in this digital historical project for the state of Oklahoma.
Wow, what amazing opportunity. Could you also give us some information on the Tribal Women's Veterans Summit?
Oh, yes. So this will be our third annual Tribal Women Veterans Summit. So within the VA system, they have a very specific office that is dedicated to support our tribal governments as well as our tribal veterans. So we are very blessed here in Oklahoma to have a tribal government relations specialist that is over like 16 states, but she lives in Oklahoma. She's an Air Force veteran like myself, and she and I have worked together for decades. And so together, she and I have a tribal heritage as well. And so she and I began to talk about what we could do. Tribal women are a unique demographic group. Some of our patriarchal tribes do not necessarily recognize the women veterans who have served with their male veterans who have served, okay? So we began to really consider several years ago about how we could help them, and especially with the missing, murdered, and indigenous women, focus on that as well. So we created a summit to where it's just a one-day event, and there are lots of speakers, and sometimes we have breakout sessions, but so much of it is inviting and recognizing our tribal women as the veterans they are, and to honor their heritage and their service. So our next summit is going to be November the 3rd in Tulsa. The Muscogee Nation is going to serve as our host. We're going to have it at the River Spirit there in Tulsa. There's no charge for any of these events, okay? Nothing. Our women are invited to come and participate.
And I know that you met, obviously, with many women who are veterans, but are also involved in agriculture. What are some organizations or resources that they can access that would benefit them?
I want always our women veterans to know that our train of thought will isolate into one box, okay? So if you're involved in agriculture, you're thinking only in terms of agricultural resources. But you need to slide left, so to speak, and you're also a woman veteran. So now let's look into what's available as a veteran, okay? So you can use your VHA home loan if you're going to buy a house that also has property that you can farm or ranch on, okay? So don't rule out some of your veteran benefits, okay, that you can use in your agricultural lifestyle. Farmer Veteran Coalition is a huge piece of what I do. I found them years ago. It's a national organization that is free membership, Farmer Veteran Coalition. But when on their website, they have a link to government resources in agriculture for military veterans. So it's got they've compiled so many things there. The USDA has a military and veterans liaison. The Small Business Administration offers, whether it's women's business centers or tribal business centers, they offer resources and things to help you in an entrepreneurship and business ownership. My state agency, the Oklahoma Department of Veteran Affairs, they have someone obviously like me who can help our women navigate through any of these resources, but we also have a veteran-owned business program. So in September, we're going to host an entire conference that's free to veterans. The entire concept is for them to own, and there is a breakout session for veterans wanting to know about agriculture.
I know that there's an event coming up in Oklahoma, and I was wondering if you could give us some information about the Farmers Veteran Conference and how to get involved.
Yes, so the Farmer Veteran Coalition, the national group, is coming to Oklahoma. So the conference is going to be held November the 13th through the 15th at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. The registration for that is going to be on the Farmer Veteran Coalition website. And I believe that registration is going to be opening sometime this month in August. But it is going to be on the Sunday, which is November the 13th. It's going to be a full day of farm tours. A lot of those farm tours are very specific to a veteran-owned farm and ranch or something of that nature. I'll give a shout out to a couple because we're going to do the horseshoeing school also here in Oklahoma, because that's something unique, and they take veteran VA education benefits. So as a veteran, you can go through horseshoeing school, okay? So, you know, just we're highlighting a lot of the things that are unique to Oklahoma for veterans involved in agriculture. So Sunday is going to be a full day of tours, and then the conference itself is all day on Monday and all day on Tuesday. So Oklahoma has a chapter of the Farmer Veteran Coalition, so all of those chapter members will get to meet and mingle, and we'll get to meet some of our members who we've not yet had the opportunity to meet face-to-face that Monday evening at the hotel. So we look forward to meeting everyone.
Well, it was an honor talking to you today, and just so interesting to learn about what is available for women veterans in agriculture and just women veterans as a whole.
Absolutely. As you can tell, I hope you can tell that I have an absolute passion for this. I'm a very proud Air Force veteran, and I am called to serve, and I love what I do. It's not a job, it's a passion. So if you need some help in navigating or whatever, just reach out to me. Wow.